Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hello and welcome to the second season of Hello Pine Knob, the official podcast for the Pine Knob Music Theater in Independence Township, Michigan, now celebrating its 51st year of operation. I'm your host, Gary Graff, and in this episode we will be talking to Alice Cooper, Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins, and Brent Smith of Shinedown. Before we start, though, let's look what else is coming to Pine Knob between now and our next episode. Rapper Trippy Red is joined by Lucky at 8 p.m. Thursday, September 7th. Jason Aldean brings his Highway Desperado Tour 2023 to Pine Knob on Saturday, September 8th, with Mitchell Tenpenny, Corey Kent, and DJ Silver. And 50 Cent's The Final Lap Tour, with Busta Rhymes and Jeremy, plays Pine Knob on Sunday, September 17th. For Alice Cooper, any chance to play in the Detroit area is a homecoming. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame shock rocker was born here after all, and his band wrote two of its breakthrough albums, Love It to Death and Killer, while living in Pontiac during the early 70s. Alice will be playing Pine Knob for a 10th time this year, and he tells us that he's always happy to play the metro area.
Well, that's my Detroit audience. That, to me, is my prime audience. Everybody looks at Detroit as being a target city. You know, you look at your itinerary, and you go, okay, New York, L.A., blah, 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 blah. Yeah, those are going to be really good big shows and all that. Every band looks at Detroit and goes, uh-oh, we got to really be good. Detroit is a target city. It's the hard rock capital. We better bring it that night, because that audience is a hard rock audience, and they're used to getting, you know, full energy from everybody. So that's a great reputation to have.
This year's date comes just after the release of Alice's 29th album, Road, which, as the title indicates, features songs about and inspired by being on tour. He wrote and recorded the album with his current touring band, along with longtime producer Bob Ezrin.
I see the fun in the road. I see the disasters. I see the humor. I see if you don't know how to navigate the road, it's got to be awful. I'm in a great situation. I've finally maneuvered myself into the point where Cheryl is in the show, so I don't have to leave Cheryl at home. We can't really do it without her. And she does all the high vocals in both bands. You know, so that's one problem. I don't have to leave home and take home with me. Secondly, I've got the best touring band out there, and they're all best friends. And I never hear any ego problems and never hear anybody griping about, oh, I don't get enough solos or stuff like that. Everybody in that band cares about the show as much as I do. All the ducks are in a row. So all we're doing is having fun out here. It does get a little bit exhausting, the travel. But, you know, you just have to put your mindset into the fact that for the next 4 months, I'm going to be living in and out of a suitcase, in a hotel, on a bus, in an airplane. All right, great. It's going to be fun.
Alice is 75 this year, and you'd think he might want to dial down, but he claims it's just the opposite.
I never, ever have gotten bored with the idea. And a lot of people just go, well, why are you still going? You know, and I go, look, I love writing songs. I love recording songs. I love making albums that are thematic albums. I love working with Bob Ezrin and all the great musicians we play with. And then I love hearing it on the radio and then going out and playing that song in front of an audience. I said, that's what I do. I said, you know, what am I going to do? Go home and play golf? I play golf anyways. I play golf in the morning and rock and roll at night. So there's no thought of retirement. Everybody is retiring now. This is going to be the great rock and roll retirement year. I talked to Gene Simmons, you know, we did a show with him in France. He says, December, it's over. And, you know, you always go, well, yeah, but that's going to go on forever. He goes, no, it's over, December. And he's pretty vehement about the fact that it's going to be no more Kiss live shows. And Aerosmith, same thing. Almost every band I can think of is retiring. So I'm going to be the last band standing.
Alice Cooper will be at Pine Knob on Tuesday, September 5th, as part of the Freaks on Parade 2023 tour with Rob Zombie, Ministry, and Filter. Smashing Pumpkins have not played Pine Knob often. This year is just the fifth show, but it does have a memorable history there. That includes four Lollapalooza concerts during the summer of 1994 and a 2019 appearance with Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. And yet the Pumpkins have never played Pine Knob without founding members Billy Corgan, Jimmy Chamberlin, and James Iha. Despite periods apart, that trio has been back together since 2018, and Corgan tells us that since that time, the band has been successful at focusing on making music and avoiding any interpersonal drama.
I think because we just didn't have a lot of time, we didn't really get into that. We just end up just working, you know. It's kind of like if you've gone out in the backyard and something's fallen over and you're like, you know, you just got to roll up your sleeves and sort of move it. It was like that kind of feeling. It's like, all right, well, let's just get into it. And we certainly know what we're doing. So there wasn't really time to sort of focus on the, you know, how's this going to work or is there going to be a stress involved or anything like that. We just dove in full force. And honestly, may have been the best thing.
Smashing Pumpkins' latest album, Atom, a rock opera in three acts, is, as you can tell from the title, an ambitious work along the lines of its Diamond-certified 1995 set, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. In fact, Atom is considered a sequel of sorts to Melancholy, and Corgan tells us he appreciates that his bandmates, also including guitarist Jeff Schroeder, give him the leeway to explore such adventurous projects.
I'm saying this as a general comment. I mean, I've had incredible support from them through the years on my crazy ideas. They have been amazing through the years as far as saying, if that's where you want to go, we'll back you up. And so, you know, that stands, and that's a great feeling. I think it's just down to whether or not I want to jump in that pool one more time. I finally somehow got it all back together. You know, God is good. You know, he took some favor on us. We needed it. We needed just some sunshine and just some good years.
Smashing Pumpkins will be live with Interpol at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, September 6th at Pine Knob. Shinedown is coming to Pine Knob for a ninth time on September 12th, almost a year to the day it last played there. The group is still supporting its latest album, Planet Zero, and frontman Brent Smith tells us that the current tour with Papa Roach and Spirit Box is something of an accident.
Honestly, we were not planning to do a fall tour. January of this year, as I was coming into 2023, I was kind of looking at where we would be at. I thought we were going to be a little bit more, if you will, I thought we were going to be looking at a bit more of an international play around this time, but because of financials and things of that nature and just timing, it wasn't going to be doable. And so with this tour that we're getting ready to do in the fall, I basically said to everybody, I will tour this fall on one condition. I want to bring Papa Roach out, and I want to bring Spirit Box out. If we're going to do it, I would like to do it with them. When I say that we have just an incredible show for everybody, you know, all three bands, we've been very vocal with each other. We've been talking to each other this whole time, you know, how we're going to show this massive camaraderie on this tour. That's one of the main reasons why we wanted to do this tour together. And, you know, Papa Roach and Spirit Box, they're getting ready to make brand new records. They're going to pause for a minute and come out here and do this tour with us, which we're very excited about.
The tour comes during the 20th anniversary of Shinedown's debut album, Leave a Whisper. And during the ensuing years, the band has had a record-setting 19 number one rock hits and ranks number one on Billboard's Greatest of All Time mainstream rock acts chart. But Brent Smith tells us it doesn't seem like that much time has passed at all.
What I would say is this, there's no need to give us our flowers because we've not even scratched the surface. Like, we're just getting started. And, you know, I'm appreciative and I'm thankful of everything, but we want to continuously keep raising the bar creatively of what we do and how we present ourselves as a band and the respect to our audience and the people that have supported us over the years, because we're never going to phone anything in. It's just not part of our DNA. But what I would also say is, you know, you're navigating this ship, and some people, I guess, would say that I'm the captain of the ship, but I try to lead from the front and surround myself with like-minded people. But I removed the rearview mirror of, you know, from the vessel a long time ago. You know, I can reflect on the past and be grateful for it, but we're always looking ahead. It's always about what's in front of us and where do we need to go next. I tell people being in Shinedown is like being in the third grade forever. Like, you don't want to lose the kid in you. You know what I mean? Like, why we do this in the first place? It's because it's fun. It's because it's exciting. It's because it's what we love to do. We are so fortunate to do and to make a living at what we all wanted to do since we were kids.
Ann Smith says playing at Pine Knob has become an important stop for Shinedown whenever the band goes on the road.
We consider Pine Knob to be hollow ground for us. And so we're always trying to go to the next step and go to the next level. Every single time that we've been given the opportunity to be put in front of that many people, especially in the state of Michigan, we're always going to bring our A-game.
Smith promises that this year's Shinedown A-game will be one to remember.
Man, we're going to bring you every single bell and whistle we got. It's going to be like over the top. It's going to be what, you know, it's going to be everything that you want a big, giant, ridiculously awesome rock and roll event to be. The band that I'm in, we've always put it back into the production. Like sometimes I think people think that we like walk away from tours with just millions of dollars in our pocket. And that's not necessarily the case because we're putting a lot of the money that we earn on the tours that we're in. We put it back into the production because we don't want people to show up and, you know, it's a couple of par cans and a backdrop. Like, you need to invest into your performance and really give people a show.
Shinedown, Papa Roach, and Spirit Box perform at 6:40 p.m. September 12th at Pine Knob. That's it for this episode. Our thanks to Alice Cooper, Billy Corgan, and Brent Smith for their time. Hello Pine Knob is produced by Zach Clark and Brian Fisher and can be found via odyssey.com and wherever podcasts are found. Look for our final episode of the season on September 19th when we talk to artists on Willie Nelson's Outlaw Roadshow, Detroit's own I Prevail, and maybe some surprise guests. See you on the Hill.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.